The Food and Drug Administration says it's going after pharmacies that sell nicotine lollipops and lip balm over the internet. Yesterday, federal officials told the pharmacies to stop marketing the products or face legal action. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports.
The nicotine lollipops and lip balm were being touted as aids to help smokers quit or provide relief in situations where smoking is prohibited. The FDA says the products were intended to be used as drugs, but they have not undergone the rigorous testing for drugs required under federal law. FDA official David Horowitz says that means the nicotine lollipops and lip balm are illegal.
The safety and effectiveness of this particular form of nicotine and this particular product has not been established.
In addition, the lollipops and lip balm contained a different form of nicotine than what's in nicotine patches and gum, which are approved by the FDA. Horowitz says pharmacists were apparently mixing up batches of natural sweeteners, flavorings, and nicotine into doses ranging from the equivalent of roughly half a cigarette to as many as five cigarettes.
We would also have concerns about potential toxicities for small children that were exposed to the product and thought it was a lollipop just like any other lollipop.
The three pharmacies were told to stop selling the products within 15 days. One stopped immediately upon receipt of the FDA letter. The owner said he didn't realize there was anything unsafe about his product. Matthew Myers is president of the activist group Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. He says the nicotine lollipops could be appealing to children.
These are sweet-tasting candy products that are laced with high levels of nicotine. It would be very easy for these products to turn into the next generation of a youth fad. Introducing kids to nicotine as a stepping stone to using more dangerous tobacco products.
And while the products were being sold over the web, Myers says they were easily obtainable in other ways.
We were able to order these lollipops over the telephone without any other information other than our credit card number. There'd be nothing to prevent a child from doing the same thing.
Myers hopes the FDA will take similar action against other nicotine products now being sold without FDA approval. Things like lozenges made from tobacco and mint available over-the-counter in convenience stores in a number of states. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.